Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. I am a licensed therapist, and I am here to discuss your recovery. After detox, now what? What do you do? Are you supposed to be like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, okay? I don't think so. Are you supposed to go off and disappear somewhere or put yourself back into college or just go back into the job force and magically life is going to just smooth out for you? I wish I could say it is that easy. Maybe one in a thousand there is, but the average person after detox has so much work, and we don't really give you the tools to do that, not the real tools. We give you superficial tools, which really do help if you've got your crap together. But if you don't have your crap together, you know, mantraing and exercising and all of these other things will only work so long until you get back to that broken spirit. I really believe that we are a mind, a soul, and our body. All of them have history. All of them resonate certain energies. All of them have lessons to teach us. You are here for a reason. You are listening to this for a reason. Spirit is never wrong, and I welcome you here. So I want you to find a comfortable space, and excuse my ponytail and lack of makeup. I was painting my granddaughter's bedroom when she comes in, so I need to relax myself. Oh, wow. Take a deep breath. Hold it and just let it go. Take a deep cleansing breath. I don't care if you breathe in your nose, out of your mouth, just let it go. I like to roll my shoulders. I keep a lot of tension there myself. And one more time. Each breath, letting us exhale all that no longer serves us in spirit. At this point, let us welcome in Holy Spirit, guidance, angels, source. We invite you in so that perhaps we can see things a little differently. We can learn a little bit more about ourselves, our disease, our family, our issues, so that we can take a detox experience and take it all the way through to recovery. We promise to give you all the praise and all the glory forevermore. Amen. We're trying to get to the truth after detox. Now, if you believe that you are three distinct items of energy within this beautiful being that you call yourself, then you know your body, your mind, and your soul all work together. So we're working on the body. I'm not a physician. You've gone through detox. And I don't care if you have to go through a couple more times. The average male goes through detox 7 times. So we are not here to judge one another, and this is not a contest. This is your life. This is about you. Your mind. I'm going to give you a little biology class, psychology class, developmental psychology. Whatever age you started doing drugs, heavy drugs, that's when your maturation, your psychological development stops. I mean, we all know that a 4-year-old doesn't have the same thinking skills as a 16-year-old. A 12-year-old doesn't have the same thinking skills as a 30-year-old. Wherever you started taking drugs, that's where you left off. So it is possible that you could be a 40-year-old in your body and a 16-year-old in your brain, your chemistry, how you deal with people, how you judge people, your impulse control, your ability to decipher how you should act in certain places, how to make good choices. But that's okay, because the good news is you can catch up. Once you are through detox and you start doing your work mentally, and it's going to take some time, they say it takes about 3 years of sober living for your brain to really reactivate ourselves. So I'm going to talk about the brain later on, but I'm just telling you, sometimes if people say, grow up, or you act so immature, why do you act like a baby? It's because, well, you know, maybe that's where you're stuck. emotionally, and that's okay. So we have the body that needs to get cleaned out, which we know takes a long time, and the brain chemistry actually needs to get rewired. Then we know we have maturation issues. There's a gap there. But the thing I'm going to talk to you about is what, to me, is key for your total healing and recovery. So you don't want to go back there. It's not so much of a struggle, but you get it. You understand what you are about. You know your story. Some people in the psych field call that a dual diagnosis. I call it listening to the quietness of your soul and letting it lead you home to rewrite your story. We all believe in stories about ourselves. We're no good. We're never going to amount to anything. We're from a poor family. We're from a rich family. My mother and father were cold. I was the black sheep. Nobody really wanted me. I always got in trouble in school. Those stories stick with us. I mean, damn. My stories stick with me. I've been through all this. I am not a preacher. I am not a teacher. I am a collaborator in helping you become your best possible self. When I see you, and I would love to meet you and do a Skype with you one-on-one, I see what you can be. I see your light. Even if you're looking down at the ground, it doesn't mean that the light's not shining down on you. It's just that your GPS is looking down the hill, and I want you to go up the hill and at the top of the mountain. It is possible. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is finding your truth. Now, if you're new in detox and you're like so messed up you don't know how to find your truth, there's three simple ways that you can start off, and it will get you a beginning. It's not the whole process. We are beginning together to find your truth, to get to your magnificent self. And I know you are magnificent, and I believe in you, and I love you. So cut it out. So upsetting to me. Number one. One of the ways that I had to learn about my issues, of which I have many, just like everybody else, is I started to go back into my past and listen to things that people said to me that they didn't even know each other. Maybe they were in different states, different countries, different parts in my life. I was young. I was in high school. I was in college. I had a job. I was somewhere else. That's my editor for my new book. I apologize. So I'm going to go on. I'm so sorry. Let me turn this off. Oh, man. Okay. So he has told me a lot of things, too. If you ever really want to get to the truth of yourself, write a book. Write a journal. Journal it. Journaling is inspirational, but I know a lot of guys don't like to write. So maybe you could put it on a computer or a laptop or just hang out with me. We'll get there. So the first thing I want to tell you is listen. Like I had people tell me, April, you don't listen carefully. I mean, because I'm always like a fairy, you know, I'm always exuberant and I, like bright things dazzle me. So first I heard it from someone in my school. Then I heard it from a professor in grad school. Then I heard it at my first job. Then I heard it from my son, who is a recovering addict himself. If you want to hear the truth, just listen to your kids because they will tell you right on what's going on. So they said, listen. And I thought to myself, I started to become something that we're going to work on. It's called becoming the observer, becoming aware. And I started to think, who were these people that told me that? And I found out they weren't the enemy. They weren't trying to tell me that to hurt me. They were trying to tell me because maybe they actually saw something in me that needed fixed. And they also saw my potential, that I could do so much more if I just tweaked my GPS. Maybe I needed to slow down. Maybe I needed to put a blinker on. Maybe I needed to beep the horn when my brain, and these are all metaphors, of course. However, they were right. I go too fast. It's totally crazy. And I know now that I've slowed down, I could do just about anything. I learned, number one, they didn't hate me. They weren't the enemy. They weren't meaning to be negative. And most importantly, they were correct. I needed to slow down. So what I want you to do today is I want you to make a list of different events in your life and think about different things that people told you and see if there is a similarity. And if there is a similarity, like you never take life serious, or you take life too serious, or you're too sensitive, or you're not too sensitive, or you have a terrible temper, I want you to list those people. I want you to think about, do those people love you? I mean, why would they want to take you down? Usually they don't. I mean, usually everyone has their own stuff to worry about. They're not really out trying to take you down. Then I want you to think about how you can listen to that message and what you can do to fix it. I'd love to hear from you. My Gmail is aprilofcourse@gmail.com, and you can go online to aprilkirkwood.com. I am going to title this is What Others Have to Say, Finding Your Truth. What Others Have to Say, Finding Your Truth. My truth is, I believe you just got off track. I believe that you use drugs as a bandage, and that bandage stayed there, you never got healed, and now you have another problem. So you have your broken spirit, and now you have a physical addiction. But we're going to fix that, and you're going to be all you can be. Let me give you my blessing until we meet again. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You, my friend, are God's child. Great things happen to you. Nothing can stop it. Mwah. Namaste. And so it is. Yeah!